Well, today we have one of the most interesting exorcisms in the New Testament. It occurred in the Gerasene territory, which is on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. This is over in the pagan territory. That's why they were raising pigs. The Jews would not eat pork. They wouldn't even raise them. And so this was over in the pagan territory, other side of the Sea of Galilee. So the Lord and the disciples go over by boat, and the Lord gets off the boat. And St. Mark, who loves the word, who loves to use the word immediately or at once, says, at once, this possessed man came up to him. Now, this man was very interesting, very unique, because he had been dwelling among the tombs for years. He was living in the cemetery. He would go up on the hillside. He would shriek at the top of his lungs. He would hurt himself. He had superhuman strength. He could break shackles and chains. He would cut himself and beat himself with rocks and cut himself. And he was so strong that even a group of men could not subdue him or could not chain him up. Well, this man, possessed man, immediately comes up to Jesus and says, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" See, the demons always knew who Christ was. The demons always knew that Jesus was the Son of God. Even though the disciples most of the time were clueless about it, the demons knew. And they said, "You're the Son of God. Why are you here?" And he says, "Do not torment me," because the Lord had been saying exorcisms prayer over him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." So the Lord was beginning to do an exorcism on him. And then Jesus says, "What is your name?" It's interesting, if you read about exorcisms, one of the things that the exorcist always tries to do is to find out the name of the demon or the demons. Because once you have somebody's name, especially the name of a demon, there's a special power control that they would have over the demon. You know, for example, when parents name their children, in the Bible, it says Adam and Eve got to name the animals. See, it's a special authority and power you have when you can name someone. Well, here, the Lord wants to know his name. And interestingly enough, his name is plural. See, sometimes he says, "What have you to do with me?" But then he says, "There are many of us." See, it's the split personality going back and forth. He says, "My name is Legion." See, a Roman legion was 6,000 men. Perhaps were there 6,000 demons in this man? We don't know, but it was certainly a large amount. And notice Bishop Sheen, when he talks about this passage, says something very interesting, that what you see in these things that the man is doing, like the superhuman strength, the violence to himself, the loud shrieks, not wearing any clothing, these are all indications of diabolical involvement. And later on, you'll see the man, after he's exorcised, is calm, he's fully clothed, and he's in his right mind. So this group of demons says, "You know, don't send us away from here." And then they notice that there's a large herd of swine over on the hillside. And for some reason, they ask Jesus, "Send us into the swine." And for some reason, the Lord says, "Okay, if you want to go there, go ahead." So they all leave this possessed man. They go into these 2,000 pigs, and then all these pigs go rushing down the bluff. Would have been a great Mel Gibson movie, right? If you could, you know, get all this, you know, to go down and to see this 2,000 herd of swine going into the water and drowning themselves in the Sea of Galilee. I remember once when I was in the Holy Land, I was there twice in 93 and 95. We took groups of 40, 50 people. There were families. And one of the little 10-year-old boys, I noticed him down by the water along the Sea of Galilee. I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm looking for pig bones." He didn't find any after 2,000 years, but I thought that was very cute. He knew the scriptures. By the way, Bishop Sheen says this was the first case of deviled ham in the history of the church, right? It was also the original Bay of Pigs, as they say. So these pigs are now drowning, and then the man is cured. The demons are driven out, The townspeople, the herdsmen, come out to see what happened. The man is fully clothed in his right mind. And what do the people do? It says they drove Jesus out of their city. Jesus was bad for the local economy, right? This was their livelihood. And here, there goes all 2,000 pigs just drowned. And so they did not want Jesus to stay. Again, these were most likely the pagans over in the Gerasene territory. They plead with him to go away. But then the man who had been possessed wants to become a disciple. He says, "Let me join you, Lord." And Jesus says, "No, go back to your family." See, it's a good point about vocations. You can't conjure up your own vocation. It has to be a calling from God. If you're called to be a priest or a nun, you can't decide to do it. It's a calling from God. So it has to be an invitation. Jesus would see Peter and James or John and Andrew, and he would call them. This man wanted to belong, but it wasn't his vocation. It has to be a calling from God. And so the man goes about proclaiming all the wonderful things that the Lord has done. So I think one interesting point we can take from the scripture today is that how much the Lord cherishes human life, a human life. A human life is worth more than 2,000 pigs. Doesn't that make you feel good, right? How valuable our life is, right? Obviously, we take care of animals. They're creations of God. St. Francis loved animals. But compared to a human life is of infinite value. A human life is so precious that the Lord is willing to sacrifice all these animals to get this possessed man free from the devil and to restore him to health.